So thank you, sir. Thank you for giving us your time for the interview.
Should I come on video or not?
No, sir. No, sir. Audio is enough.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Yeah. So, sir, first we would like to start with your name and your school name.
Myself, Dr. Ajit Boro, principal Gosaigo B.Ed. College,
Okay.
district Kokrajhar, Assam.
Okay. Just a minute, sir. I will. So, sir, what is your area of specialization and what courses do you teach in the program?
Myself.
Yes, sir.
This is school organization and administration.
Okay. So you're the principal of the college, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your area of specialization? I mean, if you are teaching in any courses, what is?
School organization and administration.
Okay, I get it. What and how long have you been teaching with this college or institute?
Since 2005,
Okay. So,
it's
sir,
I
can
think
you? Yeah,
16
sorry.
years running.
Okay, that's great, sir. That's great to know. Can you please tell us which are the programs that is being offered in your college and since when?
The college started in the year 1995 with B.Ed. program. And then after a few years back, after a few years, we have started offering DLED after getting recognition from the NCTE. And just from the last year, we have started offering BA, TDC, Bachelor of Arts. Now we are offering three courses in the same college, BA, B.Ed., BA, and DLED.
What is the NCT approved intake?
100 for B.Ed. and 50 for D.Ed.
So, sir, we want to understand a little bit about those what kind of students secure admission in your program. So, what is the proportion of students from arts stream, commerce and physics, math stream, chemistry, biology stream?
Actually, the process of getting admission into B.Ed. is that the affiliating university conduct an entrance examination, and then they are selected on merit basis. And most of the students are from art stream. Some students belonging to science stream, they also get admitted.
So, sir, what is the proportion? I mean, what is the percentage? What is the trend? Matlab, every year that the students take admission, what is the trend or percentage of student that goes to art stream or science stream?
So to speak, exactly, I cannot say the percentage, but around 85% from the art stream and from science stream,
Okay.
15%.
Okay, and commerce?
Commerce, commerce sometimes 2-3% or 5%.
And how would you describe the quality of the academic qualification? I mean, what proportion comes with the first class or what proportion comes with the second class?
For B.Ed.
Yes, sir. Both you can talk about both the courses, DLED and BA both, and
It
the
is
other one.
60% this. Securing 60% are announced first class, first division, and less than 60 is second division.
Okay.
After 45, and then.
I was asking, sir, in your college, the students who take admission, what is the percentage that comes with a 60% marks, and what percentage comes with a second in their bachelor's or master's or whatever? So what is the academic qualification of the students?
The academic qualification is as per the NCTE norms.
Mm-hmm.
That is 50% is minimum 50% is for the general categories. Mm-hmm. And minimum 45% is for the ST, SC. They can apply for the entrance examination. So the norms is as per the NCTE norms.
Okay. No, sir, I was asking that as per the NCTE norms, for B.Ed, you said that the 60% percentile is necessary, right?
No, not 60%, it's 50.
50. Yeah. Okay. So, do you take less than 50, or it's only 50 you can take?
No. We cannot accept that.
Okay.
Right. Only 50% is for the general categories. And there are some students belonging to ST and SC category.
Mm-hmm.
So, in their case, they have to obtain minimum 45% in their graduation or master degree.
Mm, okay. What is your what is your assessment of their academic strength or weaknesses? I mean, percentages, of course, is a matter, but academically, how strong are they by and large? What has been the trend as per your observation?
The students are admitted on the basis of the norms of NCTE.
Mm-hmm.
Then after being admitted, even if the students secure only 50% minimum percentage, then they can raise the percentage in the Bachelor of Education. But it depends on their studies.
Right. Okay. So how do you compare your students' academic profile with your college, with the other colleges?
I have not met any study in this regard. But the thing is that there is a balancing between my college and other colleges, because the students are selected on the basis of the merits, and some students the students getting first class in the entrance examination.
Mm-hmm.
10 students come to my college and 10 students go to other college.
Mm-hmm.
So balancing. It is not that only the students who secure the lowest mark, they come only to my college. It is not like that.
Okay, right. And what is the proportion of men to women in the students?
The students belonging to girls are more than the boys in my college.
Okay.
All time.
Okay.
This time also around 80% belong to girls. And 20 boys.
Okay. And how are the most students admitted into your program? You said there is a common entrance test that happens at the university level, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And which are the colleges preferred by the high-ranked students? And what are the ranks of students who are admitted into your college?
In our district, there are only two B.Ed colleges. Mine is private B.Ed college recognized by NCTE, and the another one is the government B.Ed college. So most of the students prepare the government B.Ed college, but the thing is that they have also limited seats, limited capacity.
So, sir, your B.Ed college is in a rural area, right?
Yeah.
A semi-rural area. Okay. And how many students take up mathematics and science teaching who pass out from your college?
5%, I can say 5% they take mathematics. Mm-hmm. And 20% take science, because we offer all the subjects.
Okay.
Mathematics, science, and English, Hindi,
mm-hmm.
social science. All the method papers are offered in my college.
Okay, okay. And do you think the profile of the students have changed since the two-year program was introduced?
Yeah, there is changes.
Okay, so in what way? In what way has the change happened?
It has raised the importance of teachers' training, and the people now come to know that without B.Ed or without D.L.Ed, no one can enter the profession of teaching. So. It has raised the importance of the teachers' training qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is rush for admission mm-hmm. in the colleges for taking B.Ed and D.L.Ed.
Okay. And what is the socio-economic profile of the students?
Most of the students belong to rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that. For 50% of students, they belong to a poor economic condition, and 50% they belong to, say, that is average economic condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If they had not joined teaching, what were the other alternatives they could have opted for? I mean, this is based on your observation, you're asking.
Yeah. So after taking B.Ed and D.L.Ed degrees, most of the candidates engage themselves in teaching profession. Some are in government and some are in private schools, education institutions. They get themselves engaged.
Mm-hmm.
I have come to know that most of the candidates who have passed out from this institution, most of them have engaged themselves in this profession. And some other candidates, there may be some other candidates who are applying for APSC, UPSC, and other jobs also.
Okay. And what is their key motivation to join the program?
We organize various types of programs in the college, and we stress on publicity. Any program, if we conduct any program in the college, then we, what I say, that the programs we are arranged and organized are published in the newspaper, and this advertisement and this publicity makes the parents aware, makes the parents motivated, and we get appreciation from the society that this Gosaigo B.Ed College organizes so many programs,
mm-hmm.
and they have a good relationship with the students,
mm-hmm.
and we are always in touch with the students. There is a close relationship between the teacher and the students, mm-hmm. because most of the time we gather together, we discuss together with a view to improve the quality academic environments and to create awareness in the society regarding the importance of not only the B.Ed, but education in general.
Okay. And sir, why do you think, I mean, this again, what is your observation on... You know, why do they want to join the B.Ed course?
No, they have come to know that without B.Ed and D.L.Ed, this is not possible
mm-hmm.
to join the teaching profession.
Mm-hmm.
It has now become a mandatory for all.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only reason.
Okay.
And some other reasons are that even if they do not get a job in the government education institution, they have to obtain B.Ed and D.Ed degree for being engaged in the private schools also.
Mm.
So this is the main reason that that this B.Ed and D.Ed has become mandatory for teachers, not only in the government education institution, but in the private school as well.
Okay. And what do students like most about the program?
Pardon?
What do students, I mean, after they join the B.Ed program, what do they like most about the program? B.Ed or D.Ed?
Actually, the students who pass out from this institution, they always visit us after, even after passing the examination, after getting the degrees, they visit the college because they knew that we had a close relationship with them and we treat them with love and affection. And they also appreciated the environment of the college. So there is a close relationship between the teacher and the students, between the administrator and the students. And, we always try to develop that friendly and family environment in the college. Therefore, they cannot forget the environment, the impression, even after passing the examination. They always visit us, they always appreciate us. The activities organized by the college during their time is very is very important. And we always encourage them to give their participation 100%. I think this is the reason that they cannot forget the college environment if they, even after passing the examination. That is the organization of co-curricular activities besides academic activities. They like this most.
Okay. That's great, sir. That's great to know. Are there any issues that students report about the program or challenges that they report about the program?
There are some issues. First one is sometimes the fee. Now, some of the students, they are not in a position to afford the fees to the college for the admission because we are taking more than the fees which are collected in the government educational institution. So that is another problem for some students. And another one is that the medium issues, medium of instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a B.Ed course and D.Ed course, the medium of instruction is English. But some students come from the Assamese medium, some come from the Bengali medium. So this is also the another issues for the students, but somehow they try and they get passed.
Okay.
The another thing is that some of the students, even after they do the teaching profession in some other private schools, college, and during that time, they continue the B.Ed and D.Ed. But the thing is that we do not allow this because the students have to attend the classes regularly. But in in the case of some candidates who are already engaged in teaching profession in the private schools and colleges, they find it difficult to attend the colleges. Even they cannot leave their profession also. So it becomes difficult on their part. But the teacher who are doing in the government school, there is no any issue because they are deputed officially.
Mm-hmm. Sir, one more thing I wanted to ask, what is the percentage of students that come from, you know, government service, I mean, government teachers, and what is the percentage of private or freshers admission that happens in your school?
It is 20% from the government schools. It is. It means that 20% are from the deputed teacher. They are already working in the government schools.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the percentage may rise or fall down.
Okay. Is there any mandate that you will have to take this many students, this many, you know, deputed teachers and this many private, freshers or newcomers or private schools teachers you can take? Is there any mandate?
Now, the university has made it a rule that 20% mm-hmm. reserved for the deputy teachers.
Okay. All right. And what do students think of the 2-year program?
Initially, most of the people used to discuss that the 1-year BA course was better. Now it has become 2 years. Now it will be difficult to continue like this. But now there is no any discussion. There is no any problem.
Okay.
All are ready to accept, and there is rush in admission.
Right. And what is the what are the students' opinion regarding the TET exams?
TET teacher.
Yeah. Pardon? The students who are taking B.Ed courses or D.L.Ed courses in your college, what are their opinions about the TET exams?
TET exams. They know that without B.Ed and D.L.Ed appearing in the TET exam is not allowed. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they try hard to get the examination, and they said that for the quality purpose, that is also very important. And they know that the teacher should be quality for giving quality education.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they are ready to accept, and they are in favor of the TET examination. Only few students, they say that students should be allowed to appear in the TET examination without B.Ed and D.L.Ed. Only few say like this.
Okay. And sir, in what way do they change as they grow, go through the program, your B.Ed or D.L.Ed courses? How do they change through the course of the program in these 2 years or 1 year of D.L.Ed? What is your opinion? And do you think, do they learn anything from the program?
Actually, teacher education is a vast syllabus which is not possible to complete in 1 year.
Mm.
Now, in my opinion, introducing 2-year B.Ed and D.L.Ed course has made the education system more effective and more quality, because during the 1-year period of duration, it was not possible to offer the complete, complete knowledge about how to teach, how to adjust in the situation, and how to deal with the students. It was not possible. Now it has become possible because we are getting so many time to give them information, to teach them, to encourage them, to give them assignments, to do both the theoretical and practical examinations. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a very good initiative taken by the Department of Education, Government of India, that is NCTE.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what is the main feedback you receive from schools regarding students' participation?
We depute our students for internship program, and we got the information that the B.Ed College is doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
The B.Ed College is helping the schools, neighboring schools, because the teacher who are working in that schools, they are not familiar with the latest methodology. They are not familiar with the latest techniques and skills of teaching. But our students who are deputed to the school, they are doing well. They do like the teacher of the school, even if they are not the permanent teacher. Even if they are deputed for 3 months, they behave just like the permanent teacher of the school.
Okay.
And even the teacher of that school, they are relaxed, and they are very much happy with the initiative taken by the B.Ed colleges. Because every year new teachers are deputed.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And after they take up teaching, do your students keep in touch with you, and what feedback do they provide on the preparation of the program, or any challenges or any changes that they suggest?
Actually, for ensuring the academic quality academic environment in my college, I have constituted different subcommittees, like the academic committees, examination committees, and the academic in charge is also here, the college, and to supervise the students, that is the deputed teachers who are on the internship program. The teachers from my college frequently visit the schools to see actually what they are doing, whether they are doing well or not. Our teachers are frequently visiting, and the students have to visit the college also during their internship program to submit the reports weekly, what they are doing, and if they face any difficulties, and those who are deputed in the school, they have to maintain their attendance in the school, and if they are found absent during their duty time, we put them absent, and the actions are taken accordingly. They are issued a show cause notice for being absent for long time, and we also establish a close relationship between the head of the schools and ourselves, and the headmaster of the schools are encouraged to report about the regularity and irregularity of our trainees.
Right.
It definitely has been improving the academic environment of the college, as well as the educational scenario of the society.
Okay. Sorry, just give me a minute. I lost the question. From the previous 2-3 batches, can you tell us how many have applied for the state TET or CTT exams?
I can say 15%.
Okay. Okay. And how many students have passed?
100%.
Okay. And does your institute provide any support for TET preparation?
Actually, not.
Okay. So they prepare on their own?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us some colleges where the TET pass rate is very high? And what do you think could be the reason for this?
Actually, the pass percentage in our college, this is also very high in the area. The average result, sometimes my college student do better than other college, sometimes other college do better. I will say that the academic environments and the job, the profession,
mm-hmm.
rendered by our teachers is very good. Even after, from the government education institutions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that our college being a private education institution, we cannot produce good results. It's not like that.
And can you tell us some college where the TET pass rate is very low?
Poor, I cannot also say like this because...
Okay, I can understand, yeah. Okay, sir, where are the students getting employed after a couple... Sorry, sir, some questions might be a repetition, but we wanted some specific answers, so that is why we have kept. So if you... it's your choice to, answer those. Where are the students getting employed after completion? And in the batch 2 years ago, what proportion of students looked for a job?
That is 90% in teaching profession.
Mm-hmm.
Some maybe in the private, but 90%.
Okay, and... okay, and what is the kind of schools they find a job in? I mean, what is the percentage of government and private?
Here I will say that 70% private and 30% gov.
Okay, and how did they look for job? Any NGO jobs that they take up?
Only few.
Okay. And how did they look for a job? I mean, those who get into teaching profession or any other, how did they look for a job? Do you have any placement option or they look in the newspaper, word of mouth, advertisement, etc.?
We have actually a placement cell in the college and we do that together and discuss together and we also inform them about the availability of posts in the different schools and colleges. And the students who passed out from the college, they always contact us and that they get information whether there is any availability of post in the college and neighboring schools. They also collect information from ourselves. And there are some local newspaper also.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a news portal also. Now news portals are available.
Okay.
This way, find the opportunity.
Okay. Sir, we have been hearing that the new teachers are generally given lower grade classes to teach. Is this true? And were the students placed to teach grades for which they were trained?
Actually, I have no idea about it.
Okay. Right. And any experience that the students have shared where they said that they are teaching in lower grades, though they are eligible to teach in higher grades?
Pardon?
I'm asking, sir. You said you have a very strong alumni group where the students come regularly. So any during interaction, does any student ever shared about any experience where they said that, I'm eligible to teach in higher grades, but I am teaching in lower grades because I'm inexperienced or I'm fresher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some are working in primary. Some are working in the higher, some are working in the secondary.
Okay.
They have the teaching, most of the students have, they take the teaching experience.
Okay, right. And what proportion of your students seek government jobs and what proportion? Yeah.
This is the 20% in Copenhagen job.
Okay. No, Sikh means, sir, what I wanted to say is that how many aspire for government jobs? I mean, there nowadays we also have references like I don't want to go into government teaching or I don't like to I would like to go for private jobs. So what percentage of students they
But this is
seek government jobs?
I have got the point. This is 90%.
Okay.
90% are working, they are searching for the government job.
Okay, that's great.
And for 10%, the private is comfortable.
And how many students, this I think you have answered, but how many students get government teaching jobs?
Maybe 15 to 20% is.
Okay. And yeah, do you have any campus recruitment or affiliation with private schools?
No.
No. Okay. A campus recruitment, you said you have.
Campus recruitment? No, we don't have this. We
Okay,
have
okay.
just placement cell.
Okay. So how do, okay, right. And what is the starting salary of teachers who join private schools? I mean, you don't have to give me exact figure, but if you have any idea about roughly, you can give me a figure.
Yes, as I get to know that it starts from 5,000
Okay.
per month.
In the lower grades or in the upper grades?
Maybe the lower or the second grade.
Okay.
It starts from 5,000.
And do students get jobs in NGOs working in the education sector?
Yeah. Some are working in NGOs.
And what are the other careers relating to education that the students can or the students do pursue after after this course?
Some go to university for pursuing MA, and some go to the university for pursuing that is law course also, LLB, LLM like this, and MA
Okay.
because the students who are graduate. They are also allowed to get admittance. And after completing the BA, some go to university for pursuing MA, MSc, MEd like this.
Okay. And what are the challenges that you and your colleague face with reference to teaching students? Attendance, regularity, academic competence, interest.
Actually, not much challenges because I always maintain, I always try to maintain the regularity of the students. And we take action against the irregular students. Therefore, most of the students are regular in my class. Actually, this irregularity is not a challenge. This is not the problem. Not much challenges.
Okay, sir. And what are some of the challenges you and your colleague face with reference to your own to your own tenure, salary, opportunities for faculty development, etc.?
Actually, the thing is that is salary. Salary is the main issues because we completely depends on the fees of admission collected from the students. So this is only the source that we are depending on. So this is the challenges. But if the admission stops.
Hello. Hello.
So this is the challenge.
Okay. If the admission stops, then that will be a challenge, right?
Yeah, now we'll get the challenge.
And yeah, and with NCT regulation, do you have any challenges?
no any challenges. We have just received an it is letter from the NCTE that the Gosaigo Gate College has fulfilled all the NCTE norms. We have received this. Now, I would like to say regarding the introduction of integrated BEd course.
What BEd course?
Integrated BEd course.
Integrated BEd course. Okay.
4 years BEd course. This will be the challenges for most of the existing BEd colleges. Because what happens, the existing BEd college offering BEd degree are not eligible to apply for integrated BEd course. The first of all, the existing BEd colleges will have to be composite educational institution, then only they'll be able to apply for integrated. So this is the main challenge. So here I would like to say that every existing BEd colleges recognized by NCTE should be allowed to apply for integrated BEd course.
Okay.
Otherwise, what happens, the present existing BEd colleges will continue till 2030. And after 30, they may get extinct. So this is a challenge.
But
if we are allowed to apply for integrated BEd course, then I think the challenges will be solved. The challenges will be overcome because we have the capability to run the integrated BEd course.
Okay. And with reference to the affiliating body, do you have any challenges?
Actually, any issues, no any challenges. Whatever the facilities we have to get from the affiliating body, we are getting. They're also visiting the colleges. No any issues. They are conducting the examination on time.
Okay. And sir, because you were talking about the integrated program, what is your view of the proposed 4-year program of the NEP? And what will be the challenges, do you think? And do you think it will lead to improving teacher quality? And should the 1 or 2 year BEd continue to be offered? And what will it take for your institute to become composite to take such BEd program?
Actually, I appreciate the initiative taken by the government of India to introduce integrated BEd course to this 4 years BEd course. This is very important step and a very good step. It will definitely ensure the quality of education. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that the BEd colleges offering 2 years BEd course will get extinct after 2030. So this is a challenge. Here I would like to repeat the one thing that the existing BEd course who are being recognized by NCTE be allowed to apply for integrated BEd course because the teachers are appointed on NCTE norms, as per NCTE norms, and most of the teachers who are working till today, they are qualified as per NCTE norms and they are in a position to run the integrated BEd course.
Okay, sir. In this COVID period, how is your institution functioning? And what has worked well and what has been the challenge?
We are providing online classes, but this is not sufficient. It will not ensure the quality. And what happens, most of the students do not attend the online classes because all are misused. Some are graduate, some are postgraduate. The thing that attending the online class is not important for them because everything is available in the Google, everything is available in the YouTube. So, another thing is also that the teaching provided online is also not quality, because only the lecture method is used, and no other teaching. All teachers are not in the position to teach by using audiovisual aids, so online. The teaching is not up to the mark. This is my observation. But somehow we are providing the teaching online.
Okay. And we are always in, so please continue.
Yeah, we are always in touch with the students, and we are giving them motivation and not to be panic, and continue to study and continue preparation for the examination, because the examination will be conducted by the university, maybe the offline or maybe the online. Even if the examination is provided online yet, even then the student have to write. So this is the thing, and we are motivating them all the time.
Okay. And what are the key difficulties your students are facing?
In some areas there is no network. So network is one of the issues, difficulties for some students. And mainly this is the reason. Network problem.
Okay. And so any economical or medical issues that your students are facing?
They have not been reported.
Okay.
No medical issues, no any financial issues. I would like to say one thing, that we accept the fees on installment basis, and some student approached me to extend the date of last date for depositing the money. I accept their proposal. I extend, keeping in view the pandemic situation.
Right, sir. And is there any difficulty, engage for the students to engage with the studies?
It is
during this COVID period.
As I have told you that most of the students are misused. They are not interested. Some of the students are not interested in online classes.
Right. Okay. And how your faculties have coped up with the problem?
In case of faculty members, there is no any issues, because all are experienced, they are motivated, they provide the online classes, and they extend cooperation to me. We are frequently sitting together online to discuss the issues related to the student examination, admission matter, and other issues also. We do convene virtual meeting frequently.
Sir, one more question that I forgot to ask you is, in this last year or last 2 years, if you can give me an estimate of how many B.Ed. students that has been admitted in 2019 and in 2020.
100%.
Matlab 100 students.
Yeah, 100 students.
Okay. And in DLED or BIED?
DLED. DLED, it is 50.
Okay.
50 students.
Okay, in both year, 2019-20, 50-50. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you don't have any other courses, as you said.
We have BA. In BA, we have more than 20 students only. Okay. Bachelor of Arts.
Okay, and how do you think, sir, this COVID situation has affected the BEd program as a whole? This COVID situation, how has it affected the program as a whole? I mean, in your college?
Of course, it has affected because the examination was not conducted on time, admission process was not started on time. It has affected, and it has also affected the quality education because no face-to-face interaction.
Hello.
This is the
question. Okay. I think, sir, that will be all. And thank you so much for your time. And
thank you
for your responses. I will share the report once it is done. I will share the report with you. So thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I will end the meeting here, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.